Law enforcement officials across the country are expressing alarm about deep cuts included in President Bush's new budget. More specifically, they're worried about cuts in federal funding for drug enforcement. Bush administration officials argue that federal anti-drug money is best used in national programs. From California to Kansas, members of anti-drug task forces and their supporters in Congress say the White House is making a big mistake. From Kansas City, NPR's Greg Allen reports.
At first glance, southeast Kansas seems an unlikely place to have a drug problem. 131,000 people, barely enough for a small city, are spread over six counties. But this area, just next door to Missouri, Oklahoma, and Arkansas, has turned into a major center for the production of illegal methamphetamine. Bruce Adams directs a drug task force in the area that brings together 21 local and state law enforcement agencies. It was set up 4 years ago using federal money. Since then, Adams says the task force has seized more than 400 meth labs and recently broke up a cocaine trafficking ring.
By having a dedicated unit down there, we are able to put to bear more resources on that particular drug trafficking organization than any agency could by themselves. Our investigative efforts have combined with other federal jurisdictions to indict over 20 people that probably would not have been indicted had our task force not been involved in the investigation.
There are four other task forces like this in Kansas and hundreds more in states across the country. They receive much of their funding from two federal programs. One is the Byrne Grants, a Justice Department program set up more than 15 years ago to promote multi-agency cooperation in the war on drugs. The president's budget calls for its elimination. Another funding source, the High-Intensity Drug Trafficking Areas, or HIDA program, is being dramatically cut back and being transferred from the Drug Czar's office to the Justice Department. At a hearing on Capitol Hill last week, Drug Czar John Walters was called on to defend the changes.
And I recognize for some people this change is going to be painful. But the reason we're doing it is not to cut the budget. The reason we're doing it is to cut the drugs. And we believe that the record here will show that we've been able to strengthen the task force structure and put this program in the context of other coordinated law enforcement programs to do to drugs what we're trying to do to Al-Qaeda around the world. Find the key elements, incapacitate them, keep them off balance, and to help reduce the terror and ravages they put in our cities.
Ron Brooks directs the HIDA program in Northern California and is head of a national organization of state narcotics officials. He calls the budget cuts a disaster to drug enforcement and public safety.
I've talked to many of my counterparts across the United States who are saying that virtually all local drug enforcement, with the exception of what occurs in some of our biggest cities and counties, will come to a halt immediately.
The Drug Czar and others in the administration are concerned that HIDA and the Byrne Grants have basically become entitlement programs for state and local law enforcement agencies. And they question whether multi-jurisdictional drug task forces, now found in 43 states across the country, have been all that effective. Brooks says he believes the task forces and the programs that support them have made a clear difference.
The real demonstrable result of HIDA and Byrne is crime is down, drug use is down, and agencies that 10 years ago would never speak to each other, never sit at the same table, and never share information are now doing so as a matter of routine.
At last week's hearing, the toughest questions for the Drug Czar came from Congressman Mark Souder, a Republican from Indiana who chairs the subcommittee that oversees drug policy. Souder says he shares some of the concerns over the way federal money is doled out to state and local officials. But he says the wholesale cuts proposed by the Bush administration ignore the contributions of the local and state authorities who make 90% of the arrests in the war on drugs.
I don't think this budget's going to go anywhere, and I think when the local people on the street, not only law enforcement, but the people in the communities, realize that this could be the end of their drug task forces, they're going to be outraged. So I assume that almost every narcotics task force, almost every sheriff, almost every prosecutor in the nation is going to be coming to Washington in the next few months saying this can't happen.
In southeast Kansas, more than 80% of the funding for the region's anti-drug task force comes from the federal government. If that money goes away, state officials say, the task force, their major tool in the fight against illegal meth and other drugs, will likely go away as well. Greg Allen, NPR News, Kansas City.